All right, folks, welcome to chapter 5 of A History of Change podcast, where we're going to be covering life and death in the Middle Ages. So this learning outcome is focused around exploring life and death in the medieval times. And the focus of this episode of the podcast is going to be covered death in the Middle Ages, or more specifically, we're going to be covering the Black Death. So the Black Death was a devastating epidemic that hit Europe and the wider world in the 14th century, and it might also be referred to as the bubonic plague. So the Black Death is believed to have originated in Central Asia and travelled along trade routes, eventually reaching Europe in 1347. Historians believe that fleas-infested black rats carried the disease to Europe on ships that arrived in port cities unknowingly, that led to the rapid spread of the plague across Europe. Now, the disease affected people in a variety of different ways. Common symptoms included swelling, painful lymph nodes, the development of fever, and large amounts of fatigue for the people impacted by the disease. In more extreme cases, people experienced internal bleeding, breathing difficulties, and a discoloring or darkening of the skins. Now, historians estimate that 80% of the people who contracted the bubonic plague died during this time. So it was a devastating illness that had a high death rate that devastated Europe during the Middle Ages. Now, one interesting piece of history around the Black Plagues was the development of a phenomenon known as plague doctors. So these plague doctors are quite infamous because they wore distinctive bird-like masks and long coats, and they were employed during the Black Death to travel around Europe and treat patients who had contracted the disease. Now, the bird-like mask that they wore was actually filled with aromatic substances, which they believe actually protected them from contracting the disease through the air. Now, despite their efforts, they lacked effective medical knowledge or the treatments necessary to actually help people during this period. Now, as the disease spread rapidly throughout communities across Europe, people began to leave dead bodies in the streets, which contributed to the rapid spread of the plague. Rats and fleas infested these dead bodies on the streets, which meant that the disease spread even quicker throughout cities across Europe. Now, as people came into contact with the infected fleas, they too became carriers of the plague, leading to that quick transmission within medieval cities and towns. And finally, the Black Death had a very significant impact across Europe. It could be said that it had far-reaching consequences that devastated the population of Europe. Now, the three biggest impacts of the Black Death were, number one, its impact on populations across Europe. It's estimated that around one-third of Europe's population died during this period in history. The second impact of the Black Plague is its impact on the feudal system. As the population of Europe became reduced during this period of history, this had a significant impact on the feudal system. With fewer workers now available across Europe, the surviving peasants had more bargaining power, leading to increased wages, demands for better working conditions, and overall this shift gradually weakened the feudal system and weakened the power of kings and lords across Europe. And finally, the third impact of the Black Death was its impact on medieval medical practices. The devastation and the death caused by the Black Death caused doctors to reassess their understanding of disease and diseases. The traditional methods of amputation, bloodletting, and herbal remedies that were very common across the medieval ages proved ineffective against this highly contagious and devastating plague. And this led to a greater emphasis on observation and experimentation in terms of medicine. The need for preventative measures and improved hygiene became evident during this period, and the Black Death could be considered a turning point in the history of medicine, which paved the way for advancements in understanding diseases, in which we're going to study now in our next topic when we study the Renaissance.